Hare Krishna. Surrender is not the suppression of human will, but its perfection. The word surrender often evokes negative connotations, and we don't understand that. We may get these connotations from media depictions of, say, a defeated general surrendering to a victorious general. But we also have a different conception when we say two people meet each other and develop affectionate relationship. We say they fall in love. Now, why do we use the word fall in love over there? Actually, it is when two people are forming a relationship, it is important that they scrutinize each other, they observe each other, check for their compatibility, understand each other's nature. If they don't do that, then that will be irresponsibility, and that may well be the recipe for disaster. But once they have done that, once they have found themselves to be more or less compatible, then when they form a relationship, that relationship has to be formed based on a serious commitment to, that is basically when they fall in love. You know, it is, they don't become, they are not, they say within love that your desire is my will. So what does it mean? It's not that we lose ourselves in the other person when there is love. So similarly, we see in the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna first tells Arjuna 18.63 that Vimrishyaita dasheshena yathechasi tatha kuru. Vimrishyaita dasheshena, deliberate deeply on what I have said, and then yathechasi tatha kuru, as you desire, so you can do. That means that Krishna is telling Arjuna that you use your free will, and then afterwards, then he says, then you decide what you want to do. And then later on, as we talk about, once that intellectual deliberation has been done, once the decision has been made, then there is no reservation. Then one should offer oneself wholeheartedly. And that Krishna tells when he says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Krishna says, give up all varieties of religion and surrender to me. So, actually, surrender, when it is done with love, is not a suppression of human will, but it's rather its culmination. You know, what is the purpose of our will? We want to love and be loved. And if we have an eternal object for love, then we can get eternal love, we can have eternal satisfaction in that eternal relationship. And such an eternal object is Krishna. So when we learn to love Him, when we learn to devote ourselves to Him, therein we get everlasting satisfaction. And such everlasting satisfaction is what Krishna wants to offer us. And for offering us that, He enables us to connect with Him. And He inspires us to surrender to Him. So rather than seeing surrender as a suppression of human will, as it might be in some cases, a warrior wants to, a general wants to fight, but just doesn't have the forces to fight. That's why that general surrenders. But that is not the kind of surrender the Bhagavad Gita talks about. It is surrender out of love, where in losing ourselves in our beloved, in giving to the will, giving ourselves to the beloved, we fulfill ourselves. So it is the perfection of our will. Surrender to Krishna is not a separation, but the perfection of our will. Thank you. Hare Krishna.